Toronto Blue Jays. I have been working on my pitching. I'm interested in getting a collab where I get to throw out the first pitch and you. Even better, I'll throw out the first pitch. Pepsi could bat and you could catch.
I just fucking drill it though.
This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the non-confrontational podcast. It's episode 13. Somebody correct me. 14. Here we go.
Yeah, how we it's doing? 14. I know it's exciting, right?
I love the consistency, man. We're going crazy with it this time. I keep saying this time as if it's going to stop because every time we do it stops, but we're on like such a good fucking path right now. It's great.
We can't stop now. We have
exactly.
dedicated
yeah. figure, right?
No, I was honestly thinking about it today and like the past couple days. And like, okay, you know, it's good to stay humble, and I feel like we are pretty humble, but I would say, like, we've been kind of, like, content machines, like, a little bit recently. Like, we've, for the last 2 months
Oh, geez, the Greg curse is about to happen. Somebody's going to die.
Come on,
one of us is dead.
Yeah. No,
well, it never fails.
Positive, bro. What do you mean? What, like, what, we're just going to stop after I say this?
I honestly might fucking, my throat might fall out or something. I don't know.
I was just going to say that, like, for the past, like, I'm proud of us that for the past 2 months... We've put out a TikTok every single day, a podcast every single week, and we've already got a YouTube video up now. Shout out to the YouTube.
Yeah, it goes crazy.
Yeah, so like I just thought that was pretty cool. I mean, but yeah.
We're going to be making a YouTube video with this.
It is, and I'm gonna fucking work hard. I'm going to have it done. It's done tomorrow. You already know it. That's a commitment.
With what?
Last time this podcast.
This. Oh,
podcast
sorry. Pepsi pointed channel. And I couldn't see his hands and I was confused.
No. Yeah, he means that. Yeah. Unfortunately for everyone, while this is going up on the YouTube channel, the first one, we're all home. Separate. Mm-hmm. I feel so lonely here. I'm sitting on the couch because
I know.
I'm like, I didn't want to be at the desk alone.
Yeah.
It's because we got something lockdown rules, so we're trying to be respectable.
You know.
Yeah, we'll try and work around.
It's just not as electric without you guys there with me. It just really isn't.
I know.
It'll be okay. It's just my thing is like, yeah, I just feel so isolated out here. But it's nice to be on the other side of the camera every once in a while. I feel like we should switch it up more often. I kind of like the couch. Hey.
I don't care.
Like
I just.
I
feel
matter.
Like I'm so distant from you guys in the dust sometimes. Mind you, I still feel distant right now. I don't know.
Right now you're closer to us, low-key, just because of the couch.
True. Yeah. I mean, you technically, like, I see your face closer. Usually you are pretty far from me. In terms of updates of everything happening, I'm super excited that, yes, this YouTube video we posted has done pretty good. I know I've been talking about it for the last 3 weeks, but watched the MCU in one sitting. Took me 30 hours. I calculated to edit that video 32 hours. And, you know, we got 140 views in the first 24 hours. It's just officially the first 24 hours.
It's just exciting.
I'm happy, yeah.
Super happy about it. The comments, like, were absolutely amazing. I can't believe, like, there was one guy who commented within the first hour, and he said, this popped up on my recommended. Amazing video. I've been wanting to do this. It's on my bucket list. And, like, this video is going to blow up. I'm not kidding, guys. I shed a tear. That's not a hyperbole or anything. I shed a tear about how happy that comment made me. I even responded to him and told him it made my night because it did. And then more positive
That's
comments
awesome,
flooded
yeah.
in. There's a lot.
Thank you all for the support. Like, yeah, it means a lot to me. Like, a ton.
Did you see the guy who said he shared it with his friend and then his friend commented and said he came from, like, the guy who shared it? I just thought that was cool. I don't
yeah.
know. I thought that was
cool.
nice.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It was amazing. You know what he did? Because, okay, so, like, I'm a little bit, like, when we post something, I become a little bit of an analytics nerd, so I keep looking at it. And so when I was looking at the stats, it said that, like, our people came from Discord. Like a Discord link. And I'm like, we don't use Discord. None of us do. Like, we don't have, like, hey, one day maybe we'll set something up for fans, but right now we don't. And I'm like, where did it come from? And I'm assuming that he took it and put it in his Discord with friends. So I was like, holy shit, that's exactly where that person
that
came
is
from.
Cool. That is really nice.
I was doing an exam today, and like, you could mingle with peers. And one of my peers go, dude, I saw, she goes, I saw your freaking podcast on my TikTok the other day.
No
I was
way,
laughing
that's
so
cool.
Hard. And I was like, I was like, oh wow, God, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah,
yeah. Two of my former bosses actually texted me today. Well, one texted me. I called the other and I was talking to him because I just wrapped up with work last week. And he says to me, Like both of them watched the video, and I'm like, how did you guys even see it? Now they saw it because my family members shared it. That they did end up, like, the link came through there, but they sent it to me, and they're like, oh my god, like, that was amazing, the editing was great, like, fun video, like, you know, it was engaging the whole time. And I was like, yeah, thank you. The only thing I find really weird is, like, the whole point of that, like, instead of me, like, practicing sales and work and stuff like that, I spent a week until 9 a.m. watching movies.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so true. That's kind of funny that they watched that, but honestly, I'm sure they don't care, right? You gotta live a little bit.
No.
Why have none of my classmates messaged me about how much they like our content? I'm kind of offended. You guys seem to have such supportive circles, and I don't know.
My kids from my old hockey team like commented on shit too. Like the Manscaped ad, a kid from my old hockey team commented on it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm like half naked in that and that of
That's so funny.
A friend of mine said he's gonna buy a razor or something for his
junk.
Nice,
hey, nice.
Pretty cool.
I'm glad that he's taking care of his junk in a proper way.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the Manscaped in a bit here.
We'll talk more about people's junk.
Yeah. Why don't I wanted to launch this off with a quick funny story, and then we'll get into some of the meaty topics that we had here. But so today, I went to go walk my dogs, right? And while I'm outside,
you were arrested by Doug Ford? Did he find you?
That's funny, but no, Doug Ford did not come after me because I was walking down my street three houses over. No, instead what happened was, so, like, a lot of times what happens, like, people will walk down the sidewalk, whether they have a dog or not. Apparently I walk slow with my dogs. I don't know if it's because I have multiple dogs or something that take longer than other dogs. It seems like people are always passing me on the sidewalk, right? Well, with COVID and everything, I move over for them. Well, there's this girl, and she's walking, and she's, like, she's kind of, like, hauling it behind me. She's moving fast, and she's picking up on my pace, so I'm walking my dogs, and I'm walking the same direction, so finally, at one point, I see she's about to pass me. So I step off to the side. I go on someone's driveway. I step off to the side while my dogs are doing their business to let her go by, right? And I'm just paying attention to my dogs, and I'm waiting and waiting, and she hasn't come by yet. I'm like, did she stop too? And I turn around, and she's fucking running the other way. Guys, she's running.
Why?
I was so fucking confused, but she was running the other way as soon as I stopped and pulled over. And I was just like, what did I... I just walked my dogs.
Maybe
I didn't think I looked
you were,
a little
scary.
Yeah,
guy.
I didn't
big
think
scary
I looked predatorial.
Greg.
No. I ended up realizing she was working out. She was just running up and down the sidewalk, and she would walk down the street to like a certain point. The reason I noticed because when I was walking my dogs back, she was walking back again, and then I have four dogs. I was taking the other dogs out. She was doing it again, so I saw her. She was running up and down the sidewalk, but still, the first time, it's like I just stepped aside for her, and then all of a sudden, she's not there.
Gone.
I turn around, she's running, and I'm just like, did I just scare this girl?
Maybe you made her nervous with your dashing charm, so she had to turn away quickly,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Didn't want to get caught up in the
That's
moment.
That's what it was, for sure. Yeah, but see, like I said, quick funny story. I wanted to share that because we used to share what used to happen in our day on the old episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But not much happens when you're at home every day.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
without,
nothing really happens
I used
anymore.
To have stories, at least one a week from school, and now...
Same.
It's just different.
There was always something interesting that happened when I was walking or sitting and studying in the school.
It's just different now.
Exciting lives we used to live.
Why don't we roll into this live stream, this legendary live stream Pepsi
crazy,
ran.
Holy.
Unreal.
So, for anyone who doesn't know, the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight was, well, how many days ago now?
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday night, yeah. So it's
Saturday, right? So Saturday night, and we talked about it in the previous podcast. So I told Greg and Julian, I go, I'm at home, I'm watching the fight alone, like we're all going to watch it alone. Why not just like live stream it, just for fun, you know, maybe something happens. So I put up a little sign behind me. It said Jake versus Ben. It was poorly made.
I loved
but
it.
It
was
good.
I think
that engaged people more. They're like, holy shit, this guy,
perfect.
What the fuck's that drawing? And then boom,
yeah,
stayed.
And then I put on a set of boxing gloves, and I was wearing like my Nike tank top, and I was sitting there. And, like, started off slow.
I wouldn't say it started off
gradual...
slow. First of all...
Well, compared to the
kind of
compared to how
bit.
It ended, it was mad slow.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But can I throw something in there? I think it was pretty funny. I was watching Falcon and Winter Soldier, just starting it off. And I'm like, when's this guy going to tell us he started the live stream? And then I go, and it shows that we're live. And I'm like, what the fuck, Pepsi? You didn't even tell us.
Yeah, I slipped my mind. I forgot. Because I started at, like, 9:20 or 9:30. And shout out to Justin... Chad, and I think it was broken chicken bones or chicken legs. Dude, they stayed there the whole three and a half hour stream. Yeah.
There was a lot of people that did, like, I saw from beginning to end, like, because I was there too, and...
There was a lot. They were the ones talking to me the most that I could remember.
There was one guy who kept complimenting your girlfriend and your cousin.
Guy was awesome, man.
It was hilarious. Yeah. I screenshotted a few of the comments because I just thought they were funny. Just in case you missed them, I wanted to show you again.
It was hard to keep up. I thought they were going to...
It was hard to keep up. Like, at the beginning, so, like, it started off, like, 20 people, then it got to 40, then 50, then 130, then, like, 200, and I'm like, oh, I can't get any higher. And then... It peaked at like 607 people or something like that. So to read the chat, it was like insane. Like I felt like a freaking celebrity for like an hour or for the hour that it was
Dude, it was a huge live stream.
Show the fight. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's all I kept saying is please show us the fight. Please show us the fight. And I was like, no, it's going to get copyrighted. Yeah. I can't. They're like, show us the fight. Don't be a pussy. I'm like, I can't show you the fight.
Yeah. So for context, like basically Pepsi was just showing himself and his reactions, talking about the fight, telling some stories about his tattoos because they kept getting asked. He was showing people about his art, and then he also asked probably between 100 to 150 times, who do you think is going to win the fight?
I had to keep people engaged. So good. Tell them who do you think.
But the whole chat was show the fight, and people started getting, like, the other chatters started getting mad because, like, he already explained he can't show the fucking fight.
Yeah, and then, but it was good because I wasn't answering them, so it would just make them stay there.
And you had your chat carry, like, when you would miss comments, it's like the chat would fill in the blanks, like, they'd answer questions, and it was so good.
And apparently I kept misreading.
Oh, dude, there was a few things you misread. I was in tears, bro.
Sydney and my mom told me after. Apparently someone goes, what'd you think about the lockdown?
Yeah, that's what he said.
For COVID. And I go, oh, a knockout? Oh, I must have missed it. And then somebody... and then somebody corrected me, and I apparently just brushed it off or something. But it was mad.
Honestly,
funny.
I don't blame you though. The text is so small, and like you know, in the little bit of live streaming I did on Twitch, the few times I'd have like 10 to 15 people in there. Sometimes even that could be hard to keep up with. Like you miss some things. Yeah. You take a quick glance, like and yeah, you know, I swear, like everyone's got a little bit of dyslexia in their bones.
Oh, for
low key, I was getting cheesed when you weren't answering me. I'd put something in the chat, and you wouldn't see it, and then you'd answer somebody else's question, and I'd be like, "Fucking guys,
I started typing in all caps.
He left me behind."
Yeah, you had to if you did all caps or you sent it twice, because like I found that what would happen was it would show up for you guys. Like, I would the messages would come in, but sometimes it would go so fast you'd miss them. And then, like, Sydney goes, oh, did you see this one? And I go, no, I didn't. Or did you see this one? And I was like, no. And she took a bunch of screenshots of, like, funny ones that I missed. And I wish I didn't because they were, like, some good ones. Like, when the guy goes, your cousin's really hot.
So you didn't see that? You didn't see that? No. You know why? Because you know what I find happens? When you're streaming on TikTok, it will show you every time someone joins. Right? So you'll see that. Whereas the viewer doesn't see every time someone joins. It will, but it's all at the bottom. But so basically, like, we had 40,000 people come through the stream, right? So, like, with that, you're seeing it just pop up a bunch, where us, like, all we see is the chat, and it makes it harder for you. They you know what? TikTok live streaming, I think, could be amazing. They really gotta, like, if they can integrate it where you can stream off your computer, that would be, like, unreal.
Well, yeah,
or, like,
awesome.
If you could pull up the chat somewhere else, like, I wonder, you know what you probably should have done is maybe you had your laptop next to you and just pulled up like as a viewer, but I don't think you could watch lives on the computer, so there's nothing you could do.
I was using my laptop for
to watch the
fight.
Makes sense. Yeah, so then I don't know. Like, you need to have like a second screen to be able to read chat.
You do, yeah. But anyways, no, I want to say thank you for everyone who came to it. The only thing I was really mad about was the whole point of the stream was I was like, I wanted to be a boxing commentator, right? I love boxing. I love the UFC. I love everything about fighting. I was like, I was just going to do it as a joke, like, be funny about it. Dude, I got on, like, halfway through the first fight, which only lasted 2 rounds, barely got to commentate, and then there was about an hour and 40 minutes of people singing, and then another fight, but that's when the live started to kick off, so I couldn't even pay attention to the fight. And then Justin Bieber sings, and then the main event, what everybody's been waiting for,
minute 58 or something like that, because some guy kept correcting you in the chat, and it made me laugh. You're like, it ended in 30 seconds, and he'd just throw it in there. He's like, no, a minute 58, a minute and then he'd 59. Say it again, and he'd be like, no,
serious?
A minute 58, and I was like,
I missed that.
Yeah, so I was kind of, I was upset, like, For $70, I'm pretty sure that's what it, like, the full price was.
Yeah, you got fucking some guy told me he paid $30, bro. But
you got fleece. $70, man. Like, as much as Doja Cat, Ice Cube, like, all that. Like, I didn't want to watch a concert. I wanted to watch a fight.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so. There was Mr. UK Gamer. He was streaming it for free. He named his YouTube stream, yeah, like, can selling a $5 kettle. And it, then you click that's on so it, funny. And it's the fucking live stream, just so that he wouldn't get taken down.
And it was good because that Greg, that was so clutch because my stream died.
I got kicked out, bro.
Stream going on and
yeah,
kicked me right out. And then Greg texts me like mad quick. He's like, "Did it cut out for you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "No, don't worry." And he sent me a link. And I was like, "Fucking guys, the plug."
I bought it.
But that's good because I think that guy bought it too. We would have been screwed.
I'm just kidding. I kept saying that to not.
Yeah. I didn't believe you one sec. Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't believe you right now.
Yeah, I didn't want to incriminate myself on the live, but yeah, no, I didn't. I fucking streamed.
Yeah.
It.
So
if I paid $80 for that, dude, I would have fucking.
What did you stream it off of? That like it worked for you.
The site's called BILA.
Okay, don't worry. We don't need to advertise. What's it called?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you could cut it out, because I don't want the site taken down either.
But what's it called? Oh, sorry, go ahead. You go first.
Well, I was going to say, I knew the price of the card wasn't $70, and you kept saying you paid $70, and you were having a good time, so I didn't want to say, Pep, I think you got fucking ripped off. Because I'm like...
How much was it?
Pat McAfee, no, it was like on his podcast? Bucks. Nah, there was a link where you could just donate, like $30, and it'd let you watch it. That's what Pat McAfee kept saying.
Well, because Jake Paul...
Oh, so that's where that guy got 30.
Because my thing is, Jake Paul tweeted out 1.5 million pay-per-views sold.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, 1 million pay-per-views sold, and he said 75 million in generated revenue, which would mean to me 75 million, or $75 per pay-per-view.
Yeah, I thought it was $70. Huh. When I went on FightClub.com, I think it was $70.
I got my information from Pat McAfee, and might have lied right on his podcast, too. Maybe he streamed it, too, and he didn't have a number either.
He's just making shit up. He's just bullshitting. He's like, yeah, no, it's $30. It's got to be $30.
That's all he thinks Jake is worth. Honestly, well, that's crazy. The whole thing, Ben Askren getting knocked out.
It was just insane.
This is the second time I've stayed up till 1 a.m. for one of these fights, and it's ended. I didn't watch the Gibb one, but, like, three of his fights have ended in the first round, okay? Or yeah. Gibbs went to the second round and ended in, like, 10 seconds in the second round or something, right? I don't remember.
What happened with Deji? I don't even remember.
They kind of went, like, they were using headgear, and it kind of went longer. Deji broke his nose. It was, like, Jake's first fight. And they hadn't been training very long, but Deji broke his nose. Like, this is the thing that's amazing. Like, Deji has been Jake's best competition so far. That surprises me.
That's so pathetic.
Like,
Nate Robinson was horrible. Ben Askren looked like a bag of milk. I was so mad, dude. Listen, I was vouching for Ben Askren the whole time. Listen, he's an athlete. I was just so mad.
I was excited because every fight I've watched, every person who's fought Jake comes out looking really weird. Fucking Gibb was doing, like, some ducking thing like this. Yeah, fucking Nate Robinson thought he was that. Fucking in track and field running at him, Nate man. Robinson, like, the dude thought he was Floyd a Mayweather linebacker.
Highlights. He Floyd Mayweather highlights and fucking got starched.
That's all he did. Yeah, he but sat, it was a lot. Fucking, it looked like he sat in his bedroom and just watched fucking, B-roll of
Gibb,
fucking Mayweather.
Gibb broke a fucking squat record in the fucking time he was in that fight, bro.
His legs like, were on
the
fire.
He was fucking squatting so much. He fucking almost broke the most squats in a minute 59, bro. So, like...
I know. I don't want to chirp anybody because it takes a lot of guts to get in the ring. And I know some people say, oh, you forget everything when you get put in a pressure situation, but come on, man.
I get that, but this is what I'm saying.
You gotta remember something. This
is what I'm saying. It's like, so Nate ran at him like he was a linebacker, and then, like, he ran into the final punch that knocked him out. Like there was extra force on that punch because Nate was running about 15 miles per hour into that fucking punch. Yeah, he ate it. So there's that. There's Gibb crouching the whole time. You got Deji, who wasn't a boxer. So when I saw Ben Askren, like, they were kind of, like, sizing each other up. I'm like, wait a minute. He actually looks like he has a game plan. Yeah, he looks like he knows how to fight here. And then he fucking gets knocked out 20 seconds later. And I'm just like, what do I stay up till 1 a.m. for this shit for?
It was a minute 59.
No, I said 20 seconds later. He looked good for about a minute 30.
He was throwing some jabs and stuff like that. And then he was leaning on the body, which was good. Because I knew he, like, the only way is he's going to get Jake's legs tired, right? And he's going to be a battle of attrition. And I'm like, wow, you know what? Ben doesn't look horrible. And then after they broke up the first clinch, I was like, what is Ben doing? And then Ben's standing there, and Jake gives him a little jab and then rips him with an overhand right and drops him like a sack of fucking shit.
See, and I was like, so you want my final analysis of the fight? Like, what happened? So some people, obviously everybody was like, oh, it's rigged. Oh, it's rigged. And then I seen it, and I'm like, yeah, it's rigged. And then I watched it from another angle. I'm like, oh, no, it really does hit him right on the temple, right? Like, he does, he gets fucking flattened. He does, he gets him on. But then I was like, oh, but if Nate Robertson was allowed to keep fighting, why wasn't Ben? And then I watched it a couple more times, and I seen, do you see his legs when he gets up?
Yeah,
he tries to walk towards the referee and nearly falls back down on his face. So, like...
There was one time he was
Ben tried to
wobbling.
Say,
there was one time he was wobbling. Sorry, no, the no. only time there it was hard for me to tell is I think the ref asks him to like he says like, "Are you okay?" And he goes to like touch his gloves, and you see him stumble one more time, and then that's when the ref waves his hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Like my thing is, I couldn't tell if that was a stumble or if he was actually just repositioning himself, and if the ref was just like, "No, this guy's done." Right.
Yeah. See, Ben was saying that the ref was telling him like touch. You know how they say, "Let me touch your, like, gloves, touch your gloves together." That's like a common thing in boxing, but they don't do that in the UFC, really. Like, they kind of just, they either stop the fight because you're unconscious or...
So what, did he get confused or something?
So, yeah, fucking Ben goes, he goes, I got confused. This is what he said. I got confused and I was so focused on Jake, I was looking through the ref. But I don't know, I think that's a little bit of cap because at first I said it was an early stoppage, but when he gets up, he backs up, hits the ropes, comes forward, and then the ref's telling him, okay, back up, and he's just, like, pushing towards the ref, like, towards Jake. The ref's like... Okay, like back up, and he's not listening. So then he's like, "Yeah, this guy's got to be incoherent or dumb."
It was it was a good punch. It was a solid fucking shot. It was good. The only reason why this is my thing, right? Why I'm thinking like, and I never want to think sports are rigged, okay? And like, even what I'm about to say, like, I believe in this, like, probably like 10% that it's rigged. But this is the only reason I could see it being rigged. Jake Paul right now, in terms of boxing, is bringing in the biggest numbers out of like just anyone, right? Like, you guys know more about it. Is there a boxer bringing in bigger numbers than Jake Paul right now?
Yeah, if like Tyson Fury were to fight and
But that's there's only a couple people I could think
guys
of.
Make
Canelo
sense.
Alvarez,
like the big super, these A-list boxers.
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe but I think the thing is guys. Like so like there's those guys, but then Jake Paul's bringing in so much money, and he's just a YouTuber, and he's bringing in so much attention and celebrity to the sport as well. The thing is like, you know what, in fighting sports, you can't fight multiple times a year and have fights in quick succession, right? Because you get beat up, you get broken down, you need to recover.
Yeah.
But there is one way that you could keep fighting, and that's if you don't get touched. And in fucking three of Jake's professional fights, they've ended so quick, and he hasn't taken a punch that he's able to recover so quick and get into a fight so as soon as possible. So the only thing is like, the turnover and the money that's coming from it is just like, that's the only reason I could see it being like a little bit rigged, because they're like, okay, we got to keep Jake healthy because he's selling shit.
And another thing that I find sus is, like, there's videos of Jake, like, when they first started this whole thing. He goes, oh, I know I'm not supposed to say this, and people are probably going to come after me for it, but just to let you guys know, this whole fighting bullshit, all of it's rigged. He goes, so many of these fights are rigged, blah, blah, blah. So I know he says things to be controversial, so maybe it was just that. Maybe it wasn't. I wouldn't put it past Ben for taking a fat paycheck to getting fake knockout. I have no doubt.
I think Jake's smart, and if he's saying that shit, he's saying that shit just to get in front of the media and to stir shit up. I watched a video today that said, like, listen, if you paid $75 or $70, it was $70, Julian. I saw a video where they explained it was $70. So maybe there was an area you could get another, like, $30 ticket, but he said if you paid $75 to watch Jake Paul get knocked out because you hate him so much, Jake Paul is effectively monetizing your hate. Which is true. He is. Yeah. He's monetizing people's hate for him.
As much as I'm not a huge Jake Paul fan, not really at all. I don't watch any of his stuff. But, like, you got to give him credit where credit's due when it comes to making money and, like, getting people... Like,
he
capitalizes off people's hate.
I said that last
he's
night
crazy.
To my parents. You know, he doesn't seem like he's the best character, but I think, like, he kind of does it now to feed off of it. But, fuck, ever since he's started YouTube, he knows how to make money.
He's...
Oh, yeah.
He
so
plays
smart.
Everything like it's a... I watched a lot of the WWE growing up, and, like, there's, like, heels and then, like, the good guys. And he's just embodies being, like, a real-life heel, like, the bad guy. So, like, people want to watch his fights to watch him lose. It's kind of like what McGregor does. Like, a lot of people hate McGregor. And here's the thing. Jake Paul is basically a McGregor clone at this point. Like, a lot of the stances he does, the stuff he wears, Conor McGregor, exactly like him.
Even the tattoos are very similar. Like, in my opinion.
You could tell he's very much inspired from what Conor does. But that's what, like, Conor, he's the best at selling fights, and that's kind of what he tries to do, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's the thing, right? Like, if you're going to do it, like, mm-hmm. big. Don't just half-ass it.
Like, when
it.
We get famous and I start doing these celebrity boxing matches, I'm going to...
Oh, I'm going to talk crazy, so much shit.
Crazy trash.
It's not going to be good shit.
Holy crap, the controversy that's going to come towards us. At least I'll secure the bag and not have to fight
controversy's
anyone.
Controversy's good. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Overall, though, I had a really good time because, like, I was talking with you guys and... Yeah, thanks for everyone who showed up.
It's tons of fun. It was legendary.
40,000 people.
Yeah, that was legendary.
Nuts.
When it hit 600, like, holy, my whole family was freaking out. We were all over here. It was insane.
Dude, I was jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying not to say anything incriminating.
Yeah. I texted Julian that. I said, or no, we were playing PlayStation. I said, look, Pepsi can, like, not say things weird live. Maybe we can do some of this stuff live soon.
It was so funny.
Yeah, if I try.
One guy almost got you to say the N-word, dude, and I was like, oh, I'm like.
That's I hate people who do that. If you do that, you're fucking.
The Candace joke was funny. The Candace joke was funny.
I didn't know what that was. I thought it was something like racist or bad, so I just tried to ignore it. And then Julian told me after, it's like, nah, they just say
it. Yeah, they just go, do you know Candace? And you're like, who's Candace? And Candace balls fit in your mouth?
Is that what that is? I Googled it, and it just said, I just Googled it, and it was like. It was just like a TikTok. Remember what those people did to us before on one of our first videos? It was like a random word.
Yeah, like I remember ethos what you said. Yeah, it was
like
a
that.
Random
and
word.
Then,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
what's
that?
Yeah, we don't get any of those weird comments anymore. Like those weird. Wow, that's true.
We need more of those. It's good engagement.
It is. Yeah. We need weird comments. Go drop weird comments.
Doesn't matter.
Fucking
boost the
TikTok.
Numbers.
Yeah. In a moment, we're going to get to everyone's favorite Guess the Movie, but first, we got to thank the sponsor of the episode, which is Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, and Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. We have an exclusive offer for all of you guys. Right now, if you use the code NONCON, that's NONCON, at manscaped.com, you can get yourself 20% off and free shipping on all of your orders. Okay, again, that's NONCON
and,
at manscaped.com.
And as I said last week, that's almost 4 million balls.
That is almost 4 million balls. Now, one thing, though, is we did have some feedback from some of our female listeners who said, you know what, they use some pretty cheap razors, and there's no quality brand out there marketed for females. You don't hear of, like, Womanscaped, right? So they actually said, hey, we would actually probably use this. In your last podcast, you said this isn't for women, but, like, why not? It's a razor. We could use this. So, hey, for the ladies, you might not have balls, but you could definitely still use this razor. And it works for all...
your delicate bits.
It also works for all parts of your body, right?
Yeah, perfect example. I shaved my arm. Right here. See this clean, crisp line?
Another perfect example. Check out the underneath. Look at the fucking shaping. It's
I don't
perfect.
Like cleaning the blade. I like using it on the nuts and going
that.
Straight to the face.
That is pretty precise.
That is very precise. And that's the precision that Manscaped gives you.
That's pretty good. You used the lawnmower for that?
Yeah.
Just?
Yeah? Before like, or after you used it on your nuts?
I clean the blade. So after.
But anyways, you know what, though? Like, when I hear people cut themselves with razors, I was concerned even with this. Like, an electric razor, it's kind of like the first time I went to use an electric razor. And I was, like, being really careful. Had the guard set and everything like that. I was being really slow. And, like, this is pretty easy. Like I'm not really even feeling like I'm coming close to cutting myself.
Yeah.
And then I kept going and going and going. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I took the guard off. And I was perfectly fine. And, like, no chance was I cutting myself. Like,
coming from someone
good.
Who cuts themselves every time they shave, it's like with the guard on, impossible to cut yourself. Impossible.
Yeah. You could be reckless on your bits.
You can. You could just go to town, go.
Yeah, on your bits. Nice.
Yeah. So definitely that blade was, or like the ceramic blade was awesome. The light made it really easy. Waterproof. I did not expect that I'd be able to use it in the shower, and I did, and it was awesome.
Crazy.
That was amazing.
Yeah. The so, light,
the best,
light's
you
really
you
cool,
you
don't
have to sweep up your hair after.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Oh, and the boxers were so fucking comfortable, bro.
Great,
so,
great,
best boxers
great
I've worn. And that's not, I'm not, I honestly, I don't want people to think they're being paid to say this. Like, literally, they are the most comfortable boxers I now own.
Yeah, they're great material.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Yeah. So again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code NONCON at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code NONCON, N-O-N-C-O-N. I think use all caps. I don't know if that matters. You know, you can unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Great.
Now back to your regular scheduled program.
Just want to compliments to the ad reader. Very well done, man. Phenomenal.
I've been practicing for this every single day of my life.
Give us those fucking Guess the Movies, right, Barbie boy. Right,
just right. Wait. Oh, I was going to say, just wait till like Honey and like those guys reach out. Honey is the... SeatGeek is the easiest place to get...
SeatGeek is the easiest place to get Honey, and Honey is on SeatGeek.
Okay, sorry, but go ahead, Julian.
Okay. This psychopath murderer is one... that people seem to not fantasize about. He's not. He's not real. Also, not a real.
Michael Myers.
No.
Halloween.
No.
Freddy Krueger.
Also, no.
Is it a horror movie?
Yeah, it's definitely a horror movie.
Okay, Jason. Ooh,
a horror movie. Okay, read it. Say it again. Say it again.
So I just wanted to clarify. It's not a real life murderer. Like it's in like movies. Like it's a. It's not based on a real murderer. Okay.
Ooh. I got it. Is this Scream?
No. This psychopath murderer is one people seem to not fantasize about. About.
Who fantasizes about Chucky. Psychopath murderers?
A lot of people, bro. Chucky? No, not Chucky.
Is it Chucky?
Not Chucky. Fuck. Dude, think of Itachi.
People fantasize about dolls.
Think of Itachi from Naruto, bro. People love that 2D murderer.
He wasn't
murderer.
A psycho, man. He was a hero.
He killed his whole family. Mm.
But I mean, as much as a hero as he was, he still murdered his parents.
Arguably not the right reasons. Could have probably found a different way than killing everybody.
Oh, don't get me started on Naruto.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Do you want me to read it one more time?
No, right. I got it.
Yeah, I understand it.
Saw?
Yeah. Saw? Ah, okay. Fuck, how do you know they don't freaking fantasize about him?
Look, he has a mask on, like you can't.
Look up Saw Rule 34.
Never. I was gonna say you could fantasize about anything. I shouldn't say that.
I wonder if there is.
Wonder if there is. As if it's a question. I, for sure.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
No, I gotta be honest though. Like, I don't think people fantasize about Chucky, like or Jason or Freddy
Krueger. No, Chucky for sure. Chucky for sure.
You think people fuck dolls? No. Are you looking at Rule 34 Saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there is. But it's they turn him into a girl.
Oh,
did you Google Jigsaw or whatever his name is?
I just did Saw Rule 34.
I found one of it's Jigsaw as a girl and.
Is it Rule 34 or Rule 32?
34.
What is the first 33 rules?
You don't want to know. Oh, this guy's fisting his own ass.
Oh my gosh! Let's just move on.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I gotta close this now.
Yo, this is so weird for everyone like watching the video now. You'll be able to see Pepsi, but all we see is literally his chin and his mouth. We don't see his eyes. Just his chin and his mouth is what we talk to.
You don't want to see them. You might get lost in them. Anyways.
Hockey player. Sorry, let me start over. Hockey player with an obsession with teeth.
Tooth fairy.
Yeah! Tooth fairy. Yeah, let's go. Finally.
Tooth fairy. Me.
Finally.
Tooth fairy.
Another Dwayne The Rock Johnson classic.
Dwayne The Rock.
I got one for today too after.
Did you guys see the Fast and Furious 9 trailer? And he wasn't in it.
Oh my god.
He wasn't in it.
Why is John Cena his brother all of a sudden?
No. Because they always need a long lost brother or sibling. God. Did you watch Hobbs and Shaw? I haven't yet. But like suddenly Shaw's got a long lost sister. Right?
But there's like 9 movies. You think he'd come up like once.
But this is what I'm saying.
Maybe.
But this is what I'm saying. In Fast and Furious 8, all of a sudden Dom had a fucking 3-year-old child or something like that. Or 2-year-old child he didn't know about.
These people got to keep track of the people they have sex with. Because it just seems to create way too many fucking bad plot devices.
You're going to keep track of just their siblings in general.
Yeah.
No.
It's almost like now they've thrown all caution to the wind and like we just got to try to make it super cliche. Like really bad, but it's so bad that it's good, you know?
What's the budget of this new movie? Does anybody know?
Oh, it's got
probably 20 gajillion dollars.
Like they always have a huge budget. Like, are you kidding
me? They fucking blow up about 75,000 cars every fucking time.
Budget of Fast 9.
I found it. It's F9 was in, it looks like 200 plus million.
Oh no, yeah, I'm looking at Fast and Furious 1.
Yeah, this it says 200 plus million. I could only assume it's more than that.
That's a lot.
200's a lot though. Like honestly, 200's a lot.
F9 matched F8's $250 million budget.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. Because yeah, like, if you think about it, the movies like Avengers, Endgame, and Infinity War had a $500 million budget, and that like individually each, and that's like unheard of, right?
So yeah, but the CGI in those movies was fucking ridiculous.
Know, except for the Hulk Buster,
yeah.
But he got fleeced.
Yeah. That's when they ran out. No, that's when they ran out.
They were trying to make that last money stretch. You're like, fuck.
That was Timmy from fucking Conestoga College or something.
They struggle with the heads in the suits. If you actually look at some of the Iron Man ones, I mean, being that I just watched all the Marvel movies, you can notice that Tony Stark's head is floating and not attached to the suit in some scenes.
That's
in
funny.
Iron Man
3, it's hard to get the shadows right for sure.
Yeah, like the lighting and everything. The suits is where they struggle the most, and I think it's just because like you have to have a person a small head in a big suit like the Hulkbuster. It worked terribly. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Like when freaking Mark Ruffalo's laughing because the Thor comes back into Wakanda and you see his head like spinning around, it just looks terrible. It's like floating.
It's so awkward. It's like
we could do better. We're really judgmental.
This is my proposition. This is my proposition. Give us $200 million. I guarantee one of the best movies you've ever seen.
What's it about? Give us the quick plot.
Yeah. 30 second elevator pitch.
You gotta make a quick plot right now.
30 second elevator pitch. Go.
Okay, it's a kid who finds out he's actually a dog. Okay. Right? He falls in love with a girl, but she's in love with a bat.
Okay.
This bat can also turn into a person. It's a three-way love triangle between them for about 5 or 6 years until she finally falls in love with the bat. They have a child, and then the dog fucks their child.
Okay, quick question about the plot. Is the bat Batman? Is it a crossover?
No, but that is the plot. But that is the plot of Twilight.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Dude, I was not even paying attention. I was just gonna be like, how is that gonna cost you $200 million?
That's funny.
That's quality.
That's pretty good.
You also just spoiled in all of Twilight. I've never seen the movies.
Guys, side note, we should actually write that down. That's a pretty funny segment. We have 30 seconds to pitch a funny movie idea.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's funny. That's good. That was good. I like that. No, but in general, I do agree with what you said. Like, they're just throwing things at the wall. Not just, they're cliche. I think they're how outrageous can we make this stuff now?
Can we be,
just to make it cool and epic and stuff like that. They're going to fucking space in this movie.
Are they actually?
Yeah, it's also the fact...
At the end of the trailer, after the credit, you see them... Like, you see two guys, Ludacris, and I think his name's Tyreek Hill. Am I messing? It's not Tyreek Hill.
Hill's
he's the
football player.
Yeah, he's the football player.
I was going to say, I was like, what the
his
fuck?
His name's Tyrese Gibson, I think. I forgot his real name. Regardless, they're flying up into, they're in a car, and it's flying, and then they're in spacesuits, and you just see, Earth behind them. And I'm like, they're in fucking
That's
space,
fucking
bro.
Insane.
It's also the fact that it's like, okay, it's fine. You want to give Dom a brother? It's like, they just had to make it John Cena.
Oh, of course.
All the people in the world.
Who else is...
John Cena.
Who else is as big as Vin Diesel and The Rock?
It literally just should have been Michael Cera or whatever his fucking name is. It could have been...
That would be hilarious. That's so funny. It's fucking Seth Rogen.
If it wasn't John Cena, I'd say, why isn't it John Cena? But that's pretty, in terms of that, but it'd be hilarious if it was one of those guys, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Okay. No, that's it. That's, what's it called? What I want to point out, though, is I'm still going to watch it on, release day or as soon as I can watch it.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
100%,
Julian's not a Fast and Furious fan, but at this point, I just need to know what happens. It's so outrageous.
Julian's not Fast and Furious. He's slow and slow and peaceful.
I am. Nobody is my enemy. It's a life lesson.
Yeah. Except fucking Taylor.
Yeah, and Bryce Hall. Both of those guys are my enemy, and I will box one of them one day.
Oh, that's too good.
Slow and sensual, you called him. Nice.
Yeah. They used to call him that in high school. That and Stiff Rain.
Stiff Rain, slow sensual.
But
Rain.
That's his name. That Stiff Rain doesn't count because that's his actual name.
Yeah.
Yeah, short guess the movie today. I hope the fans don't get a little upset about that one.
Okay.
Fuck, I had one. Can we end it on... Well, I'll say it. We'll end it on this one and then just...
Yeah, let's do it.
Just so we have one. Okay, I have one more we can end, the movie off with.
All right.
Okay? You guys ready? The Flash becomes a werewolf.
Twilight.
No.
Fuck.
The Flash becomes a werewolf. Flash
becomes a werewolf? Team Wolf?
It's a no. TV show.
Yeah, I'll say, like, this is even better.
I forgot we're doing
If
movies.
The Flash... Hold on. If the Flash and a werewolf had sex...
A really fast werewolf I'm trying to think of.
You'll get it.
There's not that many werewolf movies.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't. It's not necessarily a werewolf. Just think dog, werewolf.
You always do this. Shit. This is like your fucking go-to, man.
Yeah, this is the worst thing. Like, you always fucking, you're like, oh, but don't take werewolf literally. It's actually an anaconda.
Werewolf
snake.
Is just like no, it's a hairy fucking dog thing. Hairy dog. If I say the word, you're going to know exactly what
Isn't
it is. Is
it the fucking Over the Hedge movie? With the fucking Sonic, hedgehog that's fast?
Sonic the Hedgehog. There you go.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Pepsi,
Sonic.
This is
a fucking
werewolf.
Bro.
Okay, if I said fucking a hedgehog and fucking the Flash had sex, it's not even a guess the movie anymore. It's obviously fucking
yeah,
Sonic.
Yeah, but at least you could guess around. It.
Yeah, it made no sense. Like, Sonic is a hedgehog. You just got to think of a better way to describe Sonic.
Could have said fucking blue.
You could have said little fast fur ball or something. But I think we would have got that fast too. I don't know.
Blue Animal and Jim Carrey fight. Because Jim Carrey was the bad guy in that movie. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's in the fucking trailer. It's not a spoiler.
Yeah. No cap. No cap.
Oh, cap.
Okay. Let's, you know what? Let's end it off as always with the thank yous. Mm-hmm. Guys, we're at 39,300 followers on TikTok. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're closing on 40,000, but these 9,000 seem to be the hardest thing to get out of every time. Always takes us like 2 weeks, then we get fucking
yeah,
like,
for some reason,
10,000
when you hit
followers.
The nines.
Yeah. But still, regardless, we're so happy for that. Thank you so much for the support on the podcast. It's been amazing. The YouTube, once again, if you haven't seen the video yet, please go watch it, because that video is my baby right now. It's my little child, and I'm watching it grow and blossom, and like, it makes me cry when I see it, like, you know, going to school and college and graduate and things like that. So yeah, go watch it, because it makes me feel good. And like, subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We're already at 65 subscribers there, and that's more than I've ever had on a YouTube channel, so that makes me feel nice.
And yeah, crazy. And then go watch this one when we post it too.
Yeah, and well, I mean, looks... this is where you'd hear it from.
Yeah. And just quickly, Toronto Blue Jays, I have been working on my pitching. I'm interested in getting a collab where I get to throw out the first pitch, and you
can I throw
and Pepsi
second?
Can throw out one, and then obviously so can Greg, and then yeah, we get shouted out.
Can I be the catcher? I know you typically have the thing as like one
oh
of the
God,
players
as
the catcher,
so
but can I be a catcher for one of you?
Yeah.
I played House League Baseball for 1 year, and I that was my position. I was catcher.
Even better, I'll throw out the first pitch. Pepsi could bat, and you could catch.
I just fucking drill it, though.
Pepsi, it's a foul ball.
Never been done before.
Pepsi, it's a foul ball, and it's the little girl in the stands behind him or
fucking
something.
Destroyer, knock her out.
So every podcast I will be letting the Toronto Blue Jays know how interested I am
they,
throwing out the first pitch.
They're decreasing I heard they're decreasing the pitching mound too, so it'll make it a little bit easier for you.
See that?
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, so we love you all. Kisses. Thank you for tuning in once again on another podcast. And boys, wrap it up.
We will
see you
later.
It's always so funny when we're separate. The timing's so off.